you're anything like me, you are always trying to learn something new, and that is why I love Rosetta Stone so much. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. With its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Blaise has been learning German with Rosetta Stone and is so cool to watch because as someone who speaks German, I get to see how he learns the different pronunciations, how excited he gets when he gets something right, and the phrases that he's learning we're going to be able to use next time we visit Germany and Austria. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, and that's why We Drink listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/drink. That's rosettastone.com/drink. We all love to treat ourselves every now and then, right? Like go out and buy a nice coffee, maybe get a little extra legroom on the plane. Then why are we always settling for doctors? Your health is the most important thing. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You know how I feel about making phone calls, and that is why I discovered ZocDoc many years ago before I even had a podcast. And so I'm thrilled. This feels very full circle. I use ZocDoc all the time in LA. I still use them here in Cincinnati. It's just such a cool service to be able to put in your insurance and find a doctor for whatever your ailment might be. I actually found an ENT doctor once when I had this sinus infection, probably TMI. But anyway, I love ZocDoc. I've loved it for years. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's how easy it is. Sometimes they even have same day appointments. I know I've gotten some in the past. Go to ZocDoc.com/drink and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/drink. ZocDoc.com/drink.
Testing. Christina's ugly.
Em just couldn't let that one sit separate from the audio recording.
No, I just had to say something. I like to give you a little jab every now and then.
I have thorough plans to not edit the YouTube video, so it's going to be in there twice. So perfect. That's going to be fun for everyone. It's going to be like a mantra or like a Bloody Mary, like say this three times.
Yeah, I'll just avoid saying it.
I was gonna say if you say it the third time by the end of the episode, something terrible.
You're gonna morph into like Beetlejuice or something. So,
hi, it's
Christine.
September.
I missed you so. Oh, it is the month of the Z's, as they say.
Oh, everyone's trying to guide me in how to pronounce it. And I'm like, I mean, I know on an intellectual level, I understand how to say it. I just.
You really should learn, considering like your baby is going to be born this month, pretty likely.
Potentially. Pretty likely. I don't know. I mean, that's right on the cusp there. October 1st.
There's a 50-50 chance you're going to have to say September for the rest of your life. So
I know.
I mean, there already is that because like it's something you have to say anyway, but there will be a higher importance 50% chance. So.
Well, it's fitting because we have these creepy stories. Eva picked some creepy stories. I guess a lot of them are, as I demanded, creepy child related or parent related somehow. And as we were getting ready to record, I was telling them Junie is not leaving me alone today. He's being like really clingy. Like they saw it on camera. He was like climbing up my neck, like hanging on me. And he's usually very aloof and doesn't want to be touched.
Aloof.
So I'm like slightly convinced.
Your cat is acting very weird
freaky.
Right now.
I'm glad you saw it because I was like, I feel like no one believes me like how weird he is. But he's been like yowling.
I wouldn't have believed you. I would have, because also as someone who doesn't have pets, I sometimes like when people are talking about their pets' behaviors, I wonder if it's like. Like it's just because you're the parent and you just see right. them differently. But like for me, I'd be like, your dog is not
side eyeing at you.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah. But no, I just watched your cat act very creepy.
He's literally like hanging on me with like his claw. Like he's desperate,
like for dear life. Yeah. Like for dear life.
And so part
life.
Of me is like, oh my god, are we gonna do this creepy child episode? And then my child is gonna be like, I'm here. I don't know. I'm slightly convinced.
If I'm right, and the baby is born this month, then, like, this might be your last listener's episode for a while that you're recording.
Oh, Lord. Good luck, everyone. I don't know what's going to happen
good
next
luck,
month.
Really, good luck to me. I'm going to have to problem solve real quick. Oh, be on my toes.
You can just tell Eva the stories. I like how I'm just like, let's put Eva in charge of one more thing that she doesn't have time for. Let's make Eva the talent now.
We will either force someone else to do it, or I will do all of it, or I will figure something creative
out. Or you can just, like, take my audio from past... you could just take... and then just, like, put that every couple minutes.
We really should do, like, a whole, like, soundtrack of all of your little voices, like, all your little bits, like, gasping and stuff, so we can just throw that in.
I love that.
So when I record the listeners' episodes, we still got little
Christine-isms. I could probably just take off the rest of my life, right? Like, you could just... put that
I think there. That would you could at least cut a big chunk of your career out.
You know the yeah, freakiest I, part just... is like everybody you guys didn't know this yet, but that's actually what's happening right now. I'm uh-oh. Actually not here. You're hearing my voice. Em has like cut together a bunch of my old clips.
It took a long time because I had to find every single word and it had to flow and it was real including choppy like at first, but...
going into labor and phrases that like I've never used before. So it's actually kind of crazy how much work Em put into this.
Look, I'm so glad that my efforts are being recognized. Yeah, so.
You're editing me, so you're, you know, forcing this narrative of my compliment.
It's fun because I'm actually just creating, I'm reading a script right now, and I know what I'm supposed to be saying, and then I go and find words and that you said and just kind of put together
it's
a
masterpiece.
So, see, I did that on purpose. I'm so good at meta. This okay, anyway.
Read me a tale.
Welcome to September, where we read creepy stories, yes. And next time it might be even creepier because you'll hear a baby crying in the background, Lord. And it won't be a whale, it'll be a human, so.
Oh, I thought you meant a whale, like a crying whale. It'll be a whale, but not the one with fins.
Oh, yeah, well, actually, I was thinking like the whale sounds for
the
episode
whale, right,
60.
Not the whale sounds.
It will technically still be a whale, yeah, it'll be baby whales. Okay, so this one is from Crystal. The title is Creepy Pregnancy Story for Christine.
Oh, hell yeah. Right on brand.
Well, that's exactly what you wanted. All right. Hi, M, Christine, Eva, Little, and That's Why We Drink Baby.
Aww,
we're going to have just a team milk instead
team
of
milk,
team milkshake.
Yeah.
Geo, Junie, Mooney, and Lemon. Listen, I am currently 26 weeks pregnant with my first child. I have been having super weird pregnancy dreams of these shadow monsters stealing my baby.
Oh, no. That's frightening.
Uh-oh. I chalked it up to weird, extra vivid pregnancy dreams, so I'm already freaked, and fast forward to today, I finally finished my nursery. My dog was scratching at the door for a bit, which I thought was weird. Cue to goose cam. About 20 to 25 minutes later, I went up to the room. I opened the door to take it all in, maybe nest a little, and the rocker is rocking itself. I almost peed, which, as you know, while pregnant, is hard to control.
No, I would know nothing about that.
So it's true. I'm pretty sure Christine has not admitted it, but peed like 10 times while looking me in the eyes over Zoom during this pregnancy.
No comment.
So pray for me. My child is probably sharing a room with a demon. I know it might be nothing, but now I'm scared to sleep 10 feet away from demon land tonight. Fuck. My dog won't lie in bed with me, and he's pacing back and forth. Hope this gave you a laugh if you ever read it. Team Milkshake Cravings, every day of my pregnancy. Previously Team Tequila. Love
See,
from Canada.
Get.
So we got
hello, Canada babies.
A Canadian who loves tequila and can't actually control their bladder, you know, despite the pregnancy, which is always fun. So,
happy for you.
Thank you, Crystal. Sounds like a lot of things are happening in your life, especially the demon part. So,
you know,
we wish
I
you
just
luck.
Finished the nursery here, and I really didn't even think about the fact that there's a rocker in there.
That
and
was
how it could be moving. It
have
never
you never
to
watched
me was...
a ghost movie?
Well,
Christine?
It's not one of those scary wooden ones, so it never occurred to me because it's like a armchair. But now I'm like, wait a second, that could rock too. Oh, no.
All it needs, it just needs to be a chair. And it's just a problem. I get the, like, I get, and that's coming from someone who loves to sit all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't
but,
get
like,
us wrong.
The second a baby is involved and a chair is next to it, I feel like you're not the only one sitting
it's bad
in it
energy.
Anymore. Yeah, because yeah, that baby's, combo. It's like the baby is too new to this world that it's still bringing some things in from
that's, I think, what's
the
problem.
Other side.
They're and, still connected. There's some sort of portal still happening there is what
and,
I'm convinced.
And those things that are attached to the baby that are coming down are like, oh, look, an open chair. It's 3 a.m. No one's going
to. Like, I also like to sit. It's like, oh, no. Everyone
yeah,
likes
so
to sit. It's a problem.
Oh, yoy, yoy. Anyway, good luck, Crystal. Yeah, and
good luck with that.
I like that your name is Crystal. Hopefully you can do some things with crystals.
That's
and
right.
Keep anything negative
away. Seems like a nice,
away.
Pure, heavenly name. So good luck.
Yeah.
Well, I have an email here. It's called Black Eyed Kids During Lockdown / Curfew. So
during lockdown? Oh, my God. Can you imagine Black Eyed Kids showing up to your house at a time when you are in quarantine?
When you cannot leave the house? Yeah. Whew. No, where they're like, we know you're home because everyone's home.
I hate it. It's kind of like how during COVID there was a lot more like roach infestations because everyone was inside and there was more garbage and stuff. And it's almost like, not to call black eyed children little roaches because I don't want them to come find
me.
But maybe they were also aware that there were more people around. There's a little
more prevalence.
They just have like
much more access. You know, it's like the odds are higher that someone will answer the door when you know.
You get it.
Unfortunately, I do. So this is from Amanda, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you, Amanda. And it says, first of all, hey to everyone in the ATWWD family. I'm currently sitting at my work computer in a completely empty office building looking at the clock. It's 3:33 a.m., I kid you not, and I am the most terrified I think I have ever been in my adult life.
Jeez, so okay.
This is like happening as we read.
I was going to say, like, this is, like, there's a hook to this one. My English teacher in seventh grade would really be proud of this one. So,
she's like, hooked us already. She's typing this as it's happening.
It's a Dear Diary entry.
Yes. So, actually, she's at a workplace, so I guess we were already wrong about our being at home. So, good job, us.
Hey, there we go. There we go.
To set the scene, I live in Melbourne, Australia, and we are currently in a hard lockdown with a curfew that starts at 9 p.m., I'm an essential worker, and in my job, I can drive around in the work car even during curfew hours. I've been working night shift for nine nights straight now. Oh, my God. So I might be a little delirious, and it could explain a lot. During these night shifts, the roads have been empty. No one has been walking around. Even the city of Melbourne itself, is eerily quiet.
Ugh, I remember that. Even when quarantine first started, and like if you needed to run out and actually go somewhere, you could just like stand in the middle of what was usually a busy intersection,
like,
and you would just hear
a
nothing.
Freeway in Los Angeles. It was
so
creepy. And
so
like
creepy.
I remember driving on the highway and thinking, oh my God, I could get pulled over for speeding for the first time in my life in Los Angeles. Like that's how few people are out.
Oh my God. Yeah, but also like I didn't see any police around either. It really felt
like they were busy, I guess.
Apocalyptic so is the right word because I remember walking down, I'm not gonna say where I live, but there's a street here that is always busy.
Yeah.
And there was like not even birds around. It was just like the sound of silence, and if you coughed it echoed. Like it was the creepiest experience. So okay, I totally am in the right mindset.
We're picturing it. Now, because I've caught up on all your episodes, I was listening to another podcast. I love the caveat of just because I listened to all of them.
I'm a fan. Don't worry. Yeah. Please don't be
offended. Oh, the podcast is 13 Days of Halloween. I have not listened to that. Which is super creepy and honestly probably not the best thing to listen to while I drive around by myself. At night. There is one episode of this podcast that is about black-eyed kids, and to say that it scared the absolute shit out of me would be an understatement, but as the episode finished and I had goose cam all over, I drove past a kid's playground, slowly by the way, because I was doing the speed limit. It's dark, I'm tired and creeped out already, so it really could have been anything, but I'm 99% sure I saw two children standing in the middle of the playground, just standing there, facing the road as I drove past. I literally screamed and sped off straight back to the office. It's lockdown and curfew and almost 3 a.m. No child should be outside at that time. Okay, yeah, that's true.
That's a fair 3 a.m. point. Yeah. Like, if anyone's out, it's like the troublesome teenagers, like, I don't know.
Wreaking havoc,
yeah, but not children.
Or like the essential workers like you, Amanda.
Right, yes. Okay, also like thank
not
you
just
for everything.
The troublemakers. Okay. So now that I've run from the car to my desk, I'm sitting here alone, jumping at every noise I hear, wondering if anyone watches the dash cam footage from the work cars, because they will have a good laugh at me screaming and probably think I'm insane. Ooh, you should check the dash cam, though, and see if, like...
That's pretty genius.
If you can see the playground, or is it only, like, inwards?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if it's outwards.
I don't know. I would like a follow up. I feel like since this was written in real time, we never got the scoop.
I'm waiting for her to
might
go
have been on the dash.
Oh, I hear a noise, and then like the
email
sends
itself.
Okay, stupid. I had to share this with you because it's probably nothing, but at the same time, I'm freaked out and thought writing it out would calm my nerves. Hopefully that's all there is to the story and I won't need to update you on anything happening on my drive home or even when I get home. I love listening to you both. You're amazing and I can only dream of being able to see your live show one day, Amanda.
Us too at this point, homie. Like,
us too.
Would love to see my show. Remember I've almost forgotten
plans.
It.
Yeah, we'd love to see our own show. Remember we had big plans to go to Australia someday? Now we can't even go to like Cleveland.
It was literally being like we were discussing like an international tour and we haven't even finished our second tour and
we haven't even gone to like fucking Indiana. Like,
like there were first so of all, many we haven't places been anywhere in anywhere. Like 2 years at this point. It's mind-blowing.
Everyone's like, yeah, us too.
I'm sure you all understand, but it is very frustrating because everyone always says, oh, I wish we could see your tour soon, and it's like I promise we That's are we doing want. Everything we can. That's I all promise
we We're going to make it to Australia someday, I say with such conviction. We'll see.
Yeah, right. Now you'll be in tow with a little, you know, extra black eyed kid?
Groupie?
Oh, if your child is born with black eyes, I'm out of here. I'm like,
okay, so the problem is you're creating a lot of caveats here, like teeth, black eyes. Like, is there anything you'll accept?
Schieffer, if your baby is born with teeth and black eyes, I'm allowed. Ow. I think I'm pretty sure I'm owed not being judged for not wanting to be around your baby.
Okay, fine.
Would freak me out a little too much. Unless this was like a thing where like I'm becoming friends with them early so one day they'll protect me when like other supernatural forces come at us. Like otherwise I can't think of a reason. You know, like Timon and Pumbaa, how they became friends with Simba so when he grew up to be a big lion he could protect them. That's
yeah, same difference. Same thing.
If your baby has jet black eyes and teeth and is like asking for like ketchup on their apple, I'm only doing the Timon and Pumbaa thing, you know?
Oh my god. Yeah, but you were born to fill that role, so
good to know. I was destined for only one very niche thing and it just might come true.
You're welcome, by the way.
All right, number three here. Also, something really is going on. I know you can't hear it, but it's my fucking neighbors upstairs, I think. It sounds like a thunderstorm, but like the thunder has not stopped since you began that first story. Like, so I'm thinking they're like rolling a chair back and forth over me.
Oh, like an office chair type thing?
I kind of want to throw something at the ceiling and tell them to shut up. Also, one fun thing about coming back after 3 weeks is I forgot that I ordered myself a bunch of these.
Skittles. Oh, the lime Skittles.
The all lime ones that I told you about before I left. Yeah. I was like, they're coming back. It's a limited edition. I got myself like a 12 pack. I'm already...
Holy shit.
Look, they said limited edition. That always gets me. If something is like never going to happen again, I'm like, I don't want to find out the hard way that you were
joking.
Regret
is a hard thing to live with, especially when it comes to candy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If thinking about salsa in a variety of delicious flavors and heat levels makes your mouth water, you need to check out Green Mountain Gringo. And make sure to turn the jar around and take a look at its clean backside, a list of its all-natural ingredients. Of course, that's what I meant, of course. And all their products are preservative-free, too. With the medium salsa, you get hearty chunks of tomatoes, tomatillos, peppers, and onions in every scoop. I'm reading the ad and my mouth is watering. Anyway, the hot salsa brings flavorful heat to every meal with each bite containing jalapenos, serrano peppers, and other savory herbs. Plus, they've got a hot sauce with a tangy, spicy flavor that enhances the simplest of meals. It's perfect for avocado egg toast or tacos. I sort of feel like they're reading my mind because I put salsa on almost everything, but specifically, I use their salsa. I use usually the medium salsa and then also the hot sauce on my avocado egg toast. And I don't know how the script knew that. Maybe everybody eats this, but I always make toast with avocado and then I put scrambled eggs on top and I put salsa. I can't eat it without salsa. And the Green Mountain Gringo is always there for me in the fridge because it really adds to, I mean, any meal if you're me, but definitely the eggs avocado toast situation. Visit greenmountaingringo.com and start shopping. Use the store locator to find Green Mountain Gringo products, get inspiration for recipes, and purchase products using promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off. That's promo code PODCAST24. And don't forget to check out their backside.
So you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what's next. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. In fact, I actually shout this at any friends I have who are engaged because it saved my life when I was planning my wedding. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire process with their free planning tools. I tell my friends Zola is a one-stop shop, right? This is the key to planning a wedding. I didn't even have a wedding planner. I used Zola and they were so helpful on every front. Everything from save the dates to a wedding website to online RSVPs to finding vendors. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Okay, so this third story is from Hannah, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Hannah. And the title of the email is Ghost Dogs and Ghost Babies.
Okay, very sweet.
Ghost dogs, very sweet so far. Hello, Eva, M, Christine, all the fur babies, and future human baby. Oh, little flesh baby. Do you hate this? Do you hate being called a little flesh baby?
No, you've said way worse things already.
Exactly. So this ew can be saved for something else.
I feel like I just have to say it as part of like the script, you know?
Yeah. My name is Hannah, and since Christine will be welcoming a little one soon, I thought you might want to hear a story about some crazy things my kiddo has done. Great. Yes. So this is like a preparation, like a 101 guide.
I love it.
So this started on Halloween 2018. For some backstory, my best friend has a dog that is over 10 years ago passed away. Aww. But her and her whole family always makes comments about how she can still feel and hear the dog named Comet around the house. Aww. Comet is such a cute name for a dog.
Yeah, it is.
They have not had another dog since, nor will they have any dog things in their house. We went to her neighborhood to go trick-or-treating for Halloween, and we stopped in her house for pizza. My 2-year-old casually walked over to the corner of the kitchen, pointed, and said, "Doggy, woof woof."
Oh, God. Ooh.
My best friend just stared at me and said, "That was Comet's favorite spot."
Funny.
He kept going over to that corner all night, and he would sit over there and just say "doggy" over and over.
Okay, that's pretty freaky.
So my kid was definitely hanging out with a ghost dog all night. Oh, I have goose cam.
Me too. How old was the kid?
Two. I think it was two. Yep, 2-year-old.
Yeah, so they're not old enough to be making up like fake story. Like, they're just saying what they see.
Look, that one is a situation where I 100% believe that the child was hanging out with a ghost, and if anything, I'm just jealous that I couldn't see the dog, you know?
You'd be like, where? Yeah.
I'm like, kind of rude that the dog doesn't want to see me when I'm the one that knows what the treats are, you
the
know?
Dog's probably like, god damn it, I thought I was like in a good place, invisible in my corner, now this baby can see like, me.
This little cretin is infiltrating my space
and also like giving away my hiding spot, like
I know,
pointing to all the grown-ups where
really
I am.
Exposing you know. The second time my son saw a ghost was maybe a month or so later. He was big month for this kid.
Big October for big Halloween month for this baby.
It was Halloween. That makes so much sense that all the spirits would kind of be around. Yeah. He was having trouble sleeping and his dad was at work late, so I let him come snuggle in my bed. He had been doing this thing lately where he says, "Am I a baby? No, I'm a big boy." So
Em does that all the time. It's so annoying.
I do. You know, one day you will just let me have it and you'll just say, "You know what? That's true. You
are
not a little baby anymore."
Jury's out. Well, I haven't gotten there yet, obviously, but someday, maybe.
Maybe when there's an actual baby nearby, we can outgrow that conversation.
Like, okay, you're no longer the baby. Please stop FaceTiming me while you're peeing.
That is not going to change.
That's never going to stop.
So I'm laying there half asleep and he starts nudging me and goes, "Mommy, mommy, baby." And I said, "No, you're a big kid," still half asleep. And then he nudged me again and said, "No, mommy, look, baby girl," and pointed to the wall. I hopped out of bed so fast, turned on the lights and showed him that there was nothing there. But he just kept pointing to the blank wall and said, "Mommy, baby girl." That was in 2018, and now in 2021, I have given birth to a baby girl, and I'm wondering if he had some sort of premonition of his baby sister, or maybe I was just another baby ghost in my house. Thanks for keeping the podcast alive and giving me something great to listen to while I am up at night with the newborn. Aww. Hannah.
Well, here's the question. Do you keep the baby, like, in the wall? Because it seems like
that your sounds, first child
saw the baby inside the wall.
The baby, your kid only seeing the baby at the wall is a very odd thing. It's like, was that the baby's favorite spot?
Does the bassinet go in there? I don't know. I mean,
that's a really good point. Like, was the baby floating on the wall or was it hanging out by, like, the trim, you know?
Right.
Or like, in the corner floating over the ceiling. Like, there's...
Great question.
The baby could have been in a lot of places that could have made that story much creepier.
Because he saw the dog in its corner. So he's like, I know where the dog goes. I know where the baby goes.
Based on that story of the dog, your son knows where everyone's favorite places are. So maybe
if your daughter ever ends up climbing up walls or something, like you probably
maybe put a ladder there, you know? So
maybe don't.
Well, also maybe like a pillow or something on the bottom. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
This baby put a ladder there.
Sounds like it's going to be your baby's favorite spot. So just be ready for that.
Okay, let's see. I have one called The Man in My Mirror. Yikes.
Ooh, The Man in the Mirror.
I know. I love that song so much. This is from Elena.
Elena and Michael Jackson co-wrote that song apparently together. So.
Okay, it says, hello, my spooky friends and Gemini allies. I am dyslexic, so this may be a whirlwind to read, but I have a scary mirror story for you. I am a new listener, and Christine requested mirror story. My other favorite topic. Oh, my God. Cowboys, uh-oh, mirrors, creepy babies. It's my jam. I'm all about it.
Love it.
And although it was a while back, I've always wanted to share this story with you, so let's begin. This mirror wasn't ancient or handed down generationally. My mom bought it at Marshall's for my new room in our brand new house. Well, that's not comforting. That brand new mirrors can also be fucking portals to hell or whatever.
Yeah, again, IKEA is like, I always think it's my friend, but they've always got something up their sleeve. And, you know, maybe it's a demon in the mirror.
Maybe it's a meatball. Who knows?
Maybe it's a meatball. Honestly, if they have a mirror that's a portal and the demon just hands me a bowl of their meatballs, I'd be like, hey, you can stick around.
You know how to win me over, demon. Yep. Okay, bought it at Marshall's for my new room in our brand new house. It has a matte black swirly square rim. At the time, I was 8 years old and was always in touch with spirits due to my Native American heritage on my mom's side and my dad's supernatural prone family. I told my mom right off the bat that the mirror made me uncomfortable, and she told me to suck it up. Oh, yeah. Renata? Is that you? Okay. That night, I woke up at 3 a.m., of course, and felt like someone was staring at me. I slowly turned my head to the mirror to find a middle-aged man staring at me.
Goodbye. Good night.
He had brown, buzzed hair, a clean-shaved beard, slender face, and dark, soulless eyes. Once he noticed I could see him, he grinned a crooked smile and motioned his finger to come closer. I quickly turned away.
Wait, what? He's doing the, like, come here.
Come hither.
Blech.
Yucko. Oh, gee, oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, Blaze just picked you up from daycare and he just burst into the room.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't been home all day. Gio, no, that's my muffin. Stop it.
Oh.
Okay, sorry.
Gio, get the fuck away from the muffin. That's rule number one.
Try to eat my lemon poppy seed muffin. Okay, he's going to make some noises as he rubs his face into the carpet. I apologize. Okay. Yikes. So he did the come closer with his finger.
Oh, who could forget?
Who could forget? I quickly turned away from him and grabbed my dog for support and waited an hour before the man finally left my mirror.
Okay. Oh.
Terrible.
Also proud of you for being able to check the clock.
To monitor the time. Yeah, because I
would be panic stricken. I would not know what time it is.
No. I'd be like, he was there for 16 hours. And I would have been like, you, that's not possible.
Realistically, if I did check the clock, I would have been like, okay, what is my time of death? Because I'm about to go. Like, I just want to see.
Oh, my God. Okay, I told my parents about the encounter in the morning, but they disregarded my fear, telling me it was just a bad dream. The man continued to come to my mirror every night, and he would slowly become more and more creepy. For example,
day one started with this. Are you kidding? Like, what?
He set the bar so high already for himself. How much higher could it get?
I'm sorry. He has, like, a very specific standard for himself. Like, what does day two look like? What does day 10 look like?
Let me tell you. For example, he would write down my biggest secrets and fear in blood.
Holy shit. Okay.
Sorry. Well, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing out of awkwardness.
What in the Alfred Hitchcock? Like, that is some fucking crazy shit.
I'm like going to cry. This is like some red rum
bullshit. This is just a night terror. This can't be real.
This is horrible. Okay.
That can't be real.
He would write down my biggest secrets and fear in blood next to him and tap on the glass, screaming inaudible screams. It got to the point where I refused to sleep in my room unless the mirror was covered. My mom didn't agree to the mirror being covered until a medium told us a man watches over her daughter in her sleep because he is waiting to take over her due to her high sensitivity.
Christine Schieffer, are you kidding me?
I don't like this anymore, Em.
Wait a minute. So homeboy is writing her biggest fears, which mine would be like fish. Like it was just writing that in blood and then going, ah!
And then inaudible screaming. So like his mouth is just open.
And doing this just scarier. While killing time until he takes over this sensitive.
Just, that's, I guess, what, taking over her body. Yeah.
Like that's your way in though? Like, is that what this is? Like, I feel like like, is he doing this until she, like, he breaks her? Like,
yeah, like,
I feel
what's like, the, what's, ma- hmm.
And, like maybe? And on that day, like, no, on that day, was it, like, it still didn't work? And so, like, what happened the next day for him to try to, like, freak her out even more?
So I wonder if it's one of those things where they say spirits or, you know, bad spirits can feed off fear. Like, maybe he's just trying to build her fear to the point that, like, he can get the energy from it. I don't know.
Like, a really horrid version of Monsters, Inc., you know?
Yeah, it's actually really scary how often we reference Monsters, Inc. on the show, but yes, exactly like that. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's something to be said for, like, these things are just trying to scare you. Also, I feel like I've been hearing more about Monsters, Inc. lately. I think that it resurfaced in the QAnon world.
Is it back in the... Oh, you know what? It did. You told me about that. Fuck.
Anyway, that's maybe why it's on the brain. But anyway, this guy's creepy as shit. So let's move on. So what's next?
Okay. So the medium is like, oh, there's a man watching you sleep because he's trying to take you over due to your high sensitivity. Even while it was covered, I still knew he was there watching. The mirror stayed covered for the next 9 years.
Good.
Okay. Now there's like an enter and it says, my sister's baby shower. So I don't know if this is the same story. Are we going to get a chapter two or if it's a new story? I don't know.
I like how it could have potentially just ended with like, and that mirror stayed covered for the rest of time. And it's
yeah. And it said 9 years. So now I'm like, is it?
Is this the 10th year? Like, what is this about to happen?
What year is it? Oh, my God. Okay. In September of 2019, all of my dad's sisters came down for my sister's baby shower. As we were exchanging ghost stories, I told my aunt Renee about my mirror. Okay, the mirror's back. She immediately believed me, finally, and forced my dad to help us cleanse the mirror. As we headed upstairs with sage in hand, we finally uncovered the mirror after a long 9 years, and a chill instantly entered the room.
It's also on my arms right
I'm
now.
I'm scared. It entered my room, too. <I'm so scared.
laughs> I think it entered 100 people's rooms in this moment.
They began to pray and sage the mirror, asking the spirit to leave. After they finished, I instantly felt sick and knew there was something wrong. The spirit had not left the mirror.
Can you imagine that's still your like childhood room or whatever for 9 years and it apparently never left. It was just like under a sheet this whole time.
Just waiting.
I guess when, like, if you're on another plane, like, 9 years, realistically, like, that's
time
means
mean
nothing.
Anything. Right.
Like, 9 years is, like, 9 seconds for that guy.
Well, I don't know. He seemed to be in a pretty goddamn hurry earlier when he was writing blood all over the place. Like, he
yeah,
was in
he's
a rush,
like,
right?
Very frantic with the tapping. Yeah.
Screaming. Okay. I mean, damn. So he had a 9-year break, I guess. My aunt and father could tell I was sick and decided to move the mirror to the basement and continue the cleansing. Important. We held the sage under an open flame for 5 minutes to ensure that it would stay lit during the cleansing. As we walked down the stairs, my dad holding the mirror and my aunt the sage went out as if someone placed their hand over it. We played this game of chicken for 20 minutes as my aunt cussed out the demon. After the sage relit successfully, we placed the mirror in the basement. I stood far away from it and watched anxiously, pulsing my hands. After I realized the man had no control over me, I stopped pulsing my hand and instantly the lights in the basement started flickering at the same rate my hand was pulsing. I looked over to the mirror and could see a small glimpse of the man darting back and forth. I instructed my aunt where to sage and we knew we had finished once the lights stopped flickering. He was trying to hide.
Oh, God. He should have tried that sheet that he hid under for 9 years.
He's put it back.
Yeah. I feel like if the first time you ever saw this thing, you was already doing like this kind of movement and then it's like doing this and it's super frantic. It's proven that it can move pretty quick. So when it's darting, like it's like abnormally, inhumanly
super
fast.
Speed. And also he's had 9 years to practice his sprints.
Not really. So he was standing there in a wait the whole time. I don't know if
okay, he, that's like, true. Had, he didn't know he couldn't go anywhere.
He needed to stretch, you know.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're totally right. He's probably cramped. Okay, so let's see. He was darting back and forth. The lights stopped flickering. We covered the mirror and headed back upstairs to my Aunt Colette ushering us outside because, excuse me.
I don't want to know. Actually, can you just stop? Eva, we're done. We don't want to record this episode anymore.
End. Quit. Pause. How do I make it stop? So they ushered them outside because my Aunt Colette had seen a man rocking in one of the patio chairs outside.
No. Mm-mm.
After I stood outside, I felt a hand on my neck and instantly felt sick again. We contacted my aunt's medium and she said we improperly cleansed the mirror, which allowed the spirit to be free. So now the demon that was stuck in a mirror can now follow me wherever I go. Fuck me.
Well,
this is horrible.
If that isn't some Jumanji sequel bullshit.
100%.
Of like just the monsters are out on the town.
It's like when the movie ends and then like in the corner you see a glimpse of it, of the enemy, and you're like, oh my god, he's not really gone. There's gonna be a part two.
That's awful. That's awful. That's awful.
I'm sorry the story was so long and had no happy ending, but that's why I drink. Oh. Milkshakes, of course. I'm underage. Thanks for listening. P.S. I may have to write in again to tell you about my guardian angel. Well, thank God you have one of those.
Holy shit. I hope you have a whole troop of those.
You need an army. My guardian angel, my ghost friend as a child, or my dreams that might just be me astral projecting into different realities. And that's from Elena. Elena.
Elena,
why
girl,
did you do this?
You,
I'm scared.
Are you okay? Are you good? Like,
I'm scared.
To say like, oh, like also I'm a minor, it's like you have so much life left to live in this kind of fear, and also like,
yeah,
like, oh, there's no happy ending, it also can follow me wherever it wants. That feels like the end of like a Final Destination movie where it's like, oh, we survived death this long, and then like all of a sudden like you're in a new trap and it's like, uh-oh.
Not anymore. Right,
not to completely terrify you, Elena, but like it freaks me out that like you, it was only in one space, and now like I personally would be freaked out, like, oh, now I'm going to, like, go to college, and it's in my room and a mirror there, or, like, it's...
Yeah, and the mirrors you can't cover up because they're attached to the wall.
Luckily, we're, like, I feel like as, like, spiritual... I don't know what the right word is, but, like, there's, like, the community's getting bigger and bigger for people to be able to help you. Like, hopefully, like, this can just get nipped in
the bud
eventually.
That's true. It's like you're allowed to talk about it a little more now. Yeah.
Hopefully, it, like, you become roommates with a witch one day or something, and they're able to just go, mwah, goodbye, and it just never... That's how witches do things, by the way.
That's how M does it.
I like to think that's, like, it's, like, it can only be that easy.
Just kiss it on the cheek.
just one last time.
Okay, but here's the thing. If the medium knows that you did this wrong, can't the medium do it right? Can you be like, you help me? You know,
I wonder,
because
usually I know there are mediums out there who can only see things but don't actually know the skill set, versus like, just like how there's a lot of not just witches, but I'm using that as like a blanket statement, but there's people out there who practice but they can't actually see anything. They just kind of like, I would imagine, like kind of like how you are all, so you're like your crystals and manifesting, but you don't get to actually see anything, you know?
Yeah, right. I get what you're, I totally get what you're saying.
You really need to find like a, I don't know.
Well, Zach, this medium Bagans? Has a lot of... You need to find Zach Bagans and then let us know where he is.
He's in Las Vegas, but like you should go there.
Oh my God. I don't know. I just don't give up. Like, I feel like don't give up on like, well, now he can follow me everywhere at the end. I feel like
this
someone will be able to help you.
Yeah, no, things are going to get better at some point. I just
You're
feel
too
bad.
Young to live the rest of your life this way.
I do think that it's kind of rude of Zach Bagans that, like, for all of the services he offers people in terms of, like, his museum, his TV show, he's got like, 10 TV shows. He's, like, there's not even competition for what he's capable of doing in the spirit world. How come he has yet to provide us a business opportunity or a business idea where he helps people who are... like haunted or followed by this thing?
Is he, and like, he has this, like, medium where he's like, oh, you're doing it all wrong, and also it's super haunted, but I can't do anything about it, bye. Like is that,
I guess he's technically doing it with Ghost Adventures by going into place, because that's why he likes to get angry. That's his whole reason. He's like, I get angry with the ghosts that are bothering people. But then it's like, okay, but you also piss them off and walk away, and now the family has to deal with an angrier version of this thing. Like, where's your Ghostbuster canister that's going to, like, catch everything, you know? Like, that's what Zach Bagans needs to figure out next. Zach, are you listening?
Yeah, because I feel like the good news is he could take it home and then profit off
it.
Put
it in his museum and then make more money off of it. Look, this is only a cash cow for you, Zach. You just got to take their ghosts.
You just gotta
and
pay us
10%
for this idea.
Mm-hmm. I'll take
and
5.
You can,
you know.
Oh, I'll take 10.
Okay. Well, I just think this would, like, if that existed, if that service existed, our friend here would be like, oh, I'm first in line.
He honestly, I would send them right over there. We'd be the biggest referral program.
Look, I mean, we would definitely be a.
Is there like an affiliate fee? Like, do we get an affiliate, like a finder's fee?
I think we would at least give like a discount code.
Why do I want so much money from Zach Bacon all of a sudden?
Like, I think because I don't know why. I don't either. I'm not against it. I'm still trying to help that happen for us.
And That's Why We Drink is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You won't want to miss Fluid Engine. This is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And I'll be honest, this is a game-changer. Back when I made the And That's Why We Drink website, I used Squarespace. This was obviously well before they were a sponsor, and we have used them ever since. And it's unbelievable how easy this tool is. Any of us on the team can log in and move some things around, update things. We don't need like a dedicated webmaster to figure it out for us because it's so accessible. I love Squarespace. I've made many websites with it before, and it's really easy to get started. You can get one of their Squarespace professional website templates to use. They have designs for every category and use case. Then you can customize your look, update content, add features to fit your unique needs. It's just a really, really cool service. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drink to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code ATWWD to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Okay, so this next email is called, it should be called Childhood Trauma. But what it is titled is, My Dad Convinced Me I Murdered the Tooth Fairy.
What?
And this is from
Childhood Trauma, indeed.
That would be the first thing I talked to my therapist about when I got older. So this is from Sophia. And Sophia says, hello to all born and unborn members of And That's Why We Drink Incorporated.
Very kind.
I really appreciate the gamut you're offering
there. I do
too.
You never know.
You never know. My name is Sophia, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Sophia. And I'm a huge fan of your podcast. When Em did their story this month about the tooth fairy and what other cultures' myths are, I knew I had to share my story, so here it goes. When my sister and I were kids, the debate over which magical being took my sister's teeth in the night was always cause for confusion. And here's why. My dad is from Mexico City, where, as you know, kids are told that there's a little mouse or rat named El Raton Perez.
I was hoping this fellow would show up.
You know, I always hope this fellow shows up. Maybe not in my room, but in my stories, definitely.
In your vents or your room, right?
Not in my mouth or wherever he lives. and he trades your teeth for pesos and leaves it under your pillow. My mom, however, who was born and raised in the U.S., told us that the tooth fairy was the one who took our teeth and left money under the pillow in exchange. By the time my sister and I were starting to lose our teeth, we were very confused. Was it the tooth fairy or the tooth rat who came to visit us? One day during lunch at school, I bit into a cracker and I could feel one of my molars coming loose. And I knew instantly it was time for my sister and I to get to the bottom of the great mouse fairy debate. I'm sorry.
This is genius.
Sophia, I think it's time you write a children's book because this is hysterical.
I was
going to
say, this is definitely a book in the making.
I just think of like a fairy and a rat like duking it out. As soon as we got home, my sister and I presented our arguments to each other over who we thought it was. So they're literally placing bets. My sister argued that it was the Tooth Fairy because we were born and currently live in the U.S. and this country was her territory.
it's a future diplomat right there.
And a fair argument, too. Plus, yeah. It wouldn't make sense for the mouse to come all the way to California just to leave us pesos that aren't even valid in the country.
Okay, listen, she's got a head on her shoulders.
The exchange, it doesn't make sense. I argued that it was the mouse because we have citizenship in Mexico and go to visit the family every Christmas. So the mouse must know who we are.
Precious.
This really is so cute. This is like,
ultimate siblings argument.
I wish I could have watched two little children. Like, I could have been the teacher that overheard this at a cafeteria table, you know? Oh, so sweet.
So cute.
So we're also both fluent Spanish speakers, so our teeth had come into contact with Spanish just as much as English.
Okay, that's also genius.
That's so fucking smart. Like, nothing either of you have said is something I would dismiss. I'd be like, those are both really valid arguments.
Like, you win debate. Both of you win the debate. I don't know.
If I were the parents and I did overhear that conversation, though, I'd be like, what the fuck are we going to do? Like, do we dress up as a rat with wings and a wand at this point and just, like, make it a combo deal? When it came to other holidays like Christmas, we usually got presents from Santa and the Three Kings, which is Latin America's version of Santa Claus, as in the three kings that came to visit Jesus after he was born. So we believed there was a possibility that both the mouse and the Tooth Fairy would come. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. We came up with a plan to leave a sticky note on my nightstand that simply said, "Hi, please check the box below whether you are a fairy or a mouse."
That is so precious.
And we also wrote the Spanish translation because we weren't sure if the mouse was bilingual or not.
Oh my God.
This is the cutest story that's ever been sent in. You're the cutest little child. Sophia, this is such a cute story.
You're an angel.
And I honestly, like, I have no idea where this is going either. And it's finally, for once, not spooky.
I'm just loving it.
Okay. When my dad got home from work, we told him about our debate and asked him which one he thought would come. He said he wasn't sure and that we'd just have to wait and find out in the morning. AKA, that is a parent being like, I have to really problem solve creatively now. Like,
I will find out in the morning.
So you'll find out in the morning because I'll figure it out tonight when I'm frantically troubleshooting this crisis. Fuck. He said he wasn't sure we'd find out in the morning. My tooth eventually came out later that night, so I put it under the pillow and went to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I was shocked to find pesos and a $5 bill under my pillow.
Hell yeah. $5 bill, damn.
Ayo. Well, what was the average? It was $3 to $5.
Oh, it was like higher than I thought.
Something like that. I immediately checked my bedside table and found that neither of the boxes had been checked. Oh, my stomach would have been crushed.
Oh, pissed.
I turned the note over and found something written by the mouse that said, "Sophia, I just wanted to thank you for the fairy good dinner last night. The glitter was a tasty seasoning. I had a nice full belly on my way back to Mexico."
Holy shit. Dad, what have you done?
That's the most dad way to fucking fix a problem is like, we'll just kill one of them.
Also ruin your life. Dad, what have you done?
Imagine being like 6 years old and that's the note you get. "Sophia, I just wanted to thank you." Or maybe I should say in like an evil rat voice. "I just wanted to thank you for the very good dinner last night. The glitter was a tasty seasoning. I had a nice full belly on my way back to Mexico." I don't know.
I don't like how good your rat voice is.
I wanted it to sound like a little evil, but also that means, so of the two tooth fairy / two tooth rats, one is dead and one is evil. Like, now you just never want to lose any of your fucking teeth.
It's a lose-lose. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the only one alive now is a murderer. Like, hang on a second.
Who you invited into your bedroom.
It's all bad. I was confused at first, but quickly realized what the note had implied. El Ratón Pérez had eaten the tooth fairy and it was my fault. And in my 8-year-old mind, I had managed to ruin it for every single kid in America.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, no.
I had managed to ruin it for every single kid in America. I mean, truly, like, now nobody gets the Tooth Fairy. It's like killing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like, now what?
Yes. Oh, poor baby.
In hindsight, I should have known that note was written by my dad because of the obvious dad joke. Even worse, my dad tells bilingual dad jokes, which, by the way, I would like a list of. Thank you, Sophia.
So does mine, by the way. It's not
so
great.
When he says them in public, no one gets them unless you speak Spanish and English. Oh, yeah. God. Regardless, I was convinced that if I hadn't questioned who was bringing me money, the tooth fairy would still be alive. My Hispanic upbringing told me that I should have just shut up and been grateful to have gotten any money at all.
Oh.
My dad thought the whole thing was hilarious. And my sister ran in the room and was furious that I had let this happen. Even though we came up with the plan together, it was somehow 100% my fault. Well, yeah, like it's like your sister just killed the tooth fairy, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
For the rest of the teeth losing part of my life, I received American money instead of pesos. Interesting, since it would have been only pesos then, right?
Yeah.
I would have noticed a problem from there on out.
I don't think I would have. I would have been like, cool, $3. And then yeah. Not paid attention.
When I asked my dad why this was, he told me that the mouse had probably gone to the same currency exchange booth that we had always gone to in the airport.
That's great.
As for why other kids, he just flies on in. As for why other kids are still receiving money from the tooth fairy, my dad promptly explained that the tooth fairy was continuing her duties as a ghost.
So he literally is sticking to this fucking story after he realized he made you cry about killing tooth fairy.
And also, like, you're calling him out on all the plot holes, and he's like, I have to make this work. So he's
now
just
I have
like,
to make it even more convincing that the tooth fairy is dead.
It's reaching. Now that I think about it, I think that may have been what sparked my interest in ghosts and the paranormal. Thanks again for everything that you do, and I hope you enjoyed my story. From Sophia. P.S. Christine, please don't feel the need to apologize for reading horrible true crime stories. We live for that shit. And if anyone should be sorry, it's the perpetrators of those crimes, and maybe Kremit. I don't know why, but I feel they have something to do with it. Also, let's tack on El Raton Perez. So,
wait, did you say that or did she say that?
I said that part. Oh, but okay, like, it sounds like he is definitely a perpetrator.
I'm also
going to
blame
so.
Sophia's dad. I feel like Sophia's dad has created a lot of problems.
Sophia's
here.
Dad sounds like he's a loose cannon, and I I think I'm okay with it, but I'm not sure yet. Because
yeah,
I
respect it from afar, but I'm scared of what he could do. Like,
yeah,
I'm
I don't know if I would
scared.
Leave my child with him at such a vulnerable stage of life. But
oh
you know,
my god, it's genius.
Anyway, thank you, Sophia.
What a great story. I hope you guys talk about that every Thanksgiving.
I like how it's Thanksgiving that like the tooth fairy would get mentioned.
I don't know. I feel like it's such a like blame your family members for your trauma holiday, you know?
It's definitely a time when everyone's gathering to give thanks. And really, we should be like
that's exactly right.
Giving insults like of like, yeah. Hey, dad, fuck you. Because
the wine
like,
is flowing. You know,
the therapy is strong. The my bills are high. You owe me. And it's not I'm not going to pay it through the tooth fairy money. So,
yeah, I only got 5 pesos. It's not going to help me with my therapy bill. Okay, let's see. I think this is our last story.
It is.
This is from, oopsies. Let's see. Uh-oh, I see Bagel Bites in the subject.
Oh my God.
This says, Bagel Bites' mom tried to set him up with my boss.
Shut the fuck up.
Excusez-moi.
Pardonnez-moi.
This is from Jordan, she, her. Thank you, Jordan. It says, let's crack into it. Okay.
Yeah, we better.
I work at a Nothing Bundt Cakes franchise.
Okay. You mean where Christine got her wedding cake?
Hold on. This is a great start.
I love it.
The fact that Zach is not dating your boss at who works, I presume, at the Nothing Bundt Cakes. He made a big mistake.
I mean, that think of the cake ghost crossovers you
could
have.
Think of the access. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
The crossovers. I work at a Nothing Bundt Cakes franchise owned by a wonderful woman named Holly. Madison? Wait, hang on.
Didn't Shut up.
I don't know.
He did. Oh, wait a minute.
But can't
let's,
be Sam Holly,
let's
right?
Let's assume no, but okay, okay. I am interested in where this is going to go.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Owned by a wonderful woman named Holly. A few weeks ago, all of the NBC franchise owners and managers had a conference in Vegas and Holly's sister tagged along. They tried to go to the Zach Bagans Museum when they had a free day, but all the tours were full. Uh-huh. Holly had promised to get one of our friends and fan of the pod, Hey, Audra.
Hey, girl.
A t-shirt from the museum. So she asked to just go to the gift shop and they let them in. Of course, Zach was like, yeah, you can buy shit from them.
Yeah.
Because it was between tour groups, she and her sister were the only ones in the shop other than one older woman and the employees. Mm-hmm. Holly and her sister were messing around looking at shirts, having a good time. The older woman and Holly started talking and were vibing pretty well. Then she asked Holly if she was single because she was so pretty. and funny, and she was sure her son would love her. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Holly is happily married, so she politely declined, and the older woman seemed disappointed. Holly and her sister bought the shirt and left. While they were in the parking lot, Zach Bagans himself walks out of the museum with a group. He then turns and hugs someone and says, "Bye, Mom, love you," loud enough for Holly and her sister to hear. They obviously are spying on the exchange, and they realize that Zach was hugging the woman from the gift shop. Oh my God. Holly turned down a blind date with Zach Bagans. As I said, she's happily married and has a kid, so no regrets.
Well, a little regret.
I would have at least one big regret.
A little regret.
Yeah.
From me. I'm saying that, not Holly. Holly turned down a blind date, blah, blah, blah. She has a kid, so no regrets, but you bet your asses she told the story of how she was hit on by Zach Bagans' mom to everyone in the bakery at least twice. Love the pod. God, yeah. Love y'all, Jordan. That is a story to talk. Scratch the Thanksgiving blame game. This is the new Thanksgiving story.
That's the story where, again, you don't really give thanks. You're just like, you give, like, it's just like a wonder, like a wondering of what ifs, you know?
What if?
So wait, Jordan, how spectacular must your, like, first impression be for someone to be like, you must date my son, you know?
Great question.
Like, I need that X factor. What was the charm?
I wonder if it was like Zach and Holly, number one, had just broken up, maybe, and he was like brokenhearted, and his mom was like on the lookout, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, apparently you are like smoking hot. I feel like I don't personally know Zach Bagans, obviously, but I can kind of guess what
his type
is. Yeah. And for his mom to be like, sort of like, oh, me, you a are. Bit. Okay.
Right? I thought that's what you were gonna say.
Yeah, married and pregnant and like, yeah, you know.
Hey, Holly was that
big
too.
Old head, okay. Sweaty as hell. You know.
Listen, nobody said anything about Holly's sweat glands. I'm just saying we don't know that about her.
You're right. You and Christine and Holly Madison are all the same bombshell level of like just smoking hot. But wow. Like I wonder his mom knows his type. Like, I know it's kind of weird to say, but like your mom kind of like, if you guys are close, she looked at you and went, wow, you like are similar to a
like Playboy he would like
model.
You.
Congratulations.
Right. Yeah. Well, Holly.
Congratulations. Well, Holly, yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Not, yeah, yeah, yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, Jordan, sorry. You too are probably also a Playboy model.
Jordan, I'm sorry that Holly was getting picked and not you, though.
Jordan wasn't there. Jordan works at the bakery.
I know, but can you imagine if you got to like, I don't know. I don't know.
Em's lost the plot. Okay.
I've lost the plot because I got overwhelmed.
Holly and her sister were there, and then Holly came back to the bakery and told the story a million times.
I'm there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What would your first, I'm talking to you, Christine. What would your first, I don't know, if Zach Bagans' mom was going to notice something about you.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, you must meet my son. What quality of yours do you think would be the one that really suckered her in?
Great question. Probably my...
I totally put you on the spot there.
My
sorry.
Beautiful figure and my perfect sense of humor and also my gorgeous hair and also how well I do my makeup and also like how smart I am. Is that good enough?
I'm just kidding. I don't know if you were joking or not, but I appreciated you giving yourself kidding. A daily affirmation
to think of the most obnoxious thing to say about oneself.
I feel like, honestly, I think it would be your style. I think it would be your clothes.
My style?
Yeah.
Like, as I wear this XXL Fall Out Boy t-shirt.
Well, no, I'm thinking of like you on like your best day with like your vegan pink Doc Martens and your ripped black jeans and your band shirts. That. I feel like that's a very Zach Bagans thing.
Okay. Like, oh, I like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
also, you like ghosts, like that's kind of a perfect fit too. Also, you've got the witty banter. But like,
oh my God, you're so much nicer to me than I am to myself. That's so kind.
Because I was thinking, like, first, like my first thought was like, if the mom was gonna see someone and be like, you remind me of my son, it must have been because the girl was saying like, hello, my name is like my first thought was like it has to be something that obvious. But
did Holly rip her shirt off and yell like at the wall?
Do you like my tattoos? Anyway, what a story. I still wish I found out whatever happened on Tea Time Tuesday. Someone told me that they knew someone who gave Zach Bagans a blowjob.
I don't want to know. It's like ruining my perfect.
It's like a image. It's a morbid curiosity, I just want the full details. TMI.
I mean, you tell M. It's ruining my like whole crush thing. I don't want to know about that.
If you're listening, please write back into Tea Time Tuesday. That's all I'm going to say.
Eva's probably just deleted that email. They probably have. And Eva's probably deleted the email over and over
again. Eva's like, you don't need to know this.
For my sake.
Well, thank you for everyone who wrote in stories. That really was quite a mixed bag this week. Or this month.
I love it.
But I'm kind of into it. And I feel like Halloween is going to be, since October is coming up for the next one, I feel like we're going to get some real creepy stuff. So, I was pretty stoked about this. Sometimes I like when we do themes, but I also like when we don't do themes because then I really have no idea what's going
on. I know.
Happen.
It is fun. I like a mixed bag too. So thanks for the mirror story and a ZB story. All good. All good stuff.
All good. Well, if you have a story about Zach Bagans, please write in. just because I can't control myself in the curiosity department.
Okay. You're right. Next month is Halloween month. So like send in your creepiest shit, I guess, you know?
Creepy. Yeah. I'm sure that's like a given, and people always want to send in their creepy stuff.
I don't know. You're asking for ZB shit. I'm asking for some ghosts and murder here.
I'll take anything. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just here for the ride. If you haven't yet, please, if you are a fan of lime, go get your limited edition Skittles bags.
If you're a fan of lemon, then I appreciate you, as always.
You're a fan of lemon, write into Skittles and then ask if they can do an all lemons bag. And that's it. I don't know this for, as far as we know, this might be the last listener stories we do where you don't have a little baby on your
head. I don't know.
We should
probably record the next one soon.
We'll probably do it just in case. But this is the last one where people will be listening and maybe there's a baby here, maybe there's not.
Well, the next one comes out on my due date. So who knows? Up in the air, 50-50.
So fun. All right, well, see you then. See you on Christine's due date. We'll all know for sure by then what's crack-a-lackin' in Christine's life.
We'll find out.
And?
That's
why
we
drink.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.